Okay. We are being recorded, right? We're ready to go? So let's get this started. Today is Monday, November 18th, 2019. The time is 1:36. We'll begin the meeting for the Wasatch Front Economic Development District. I'm Abby Osborne. I'm with the state. I'm the Chief of Staff for the House of Representatives. And I'm your chair for another few months? Yes. Okay. We'll talk about that. Let's just go around the room. Do we have any new members today, or is this any of your first meetings? I don't believe so. Oh, yes, sir. Please introduce yourself. You just have to push the button so it's green and you're live.
Anthony Stocker with the Romney Group.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. I need a motion to approve the minutes from August 26, 2019. So moved from Commissioner Milne. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
We got 2 seconds here. One from Karen and one from Commissioner Ford. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that motion passes. Let's go around really quick and we'll start over here and just introduce ourselves and who we're with.
Alan Rimmelsbacher, EDC Utah.
Susie Becker, Zions Public Finance.
Taylor Woodbury, Woodbury Corporation.
Thomas Wadsworth, Goa.
Karen Lang, West Valley City.
Dr. Stoppless, Ogden City.
Bob Dandoy, Roy City.
Ted Dalton, Wasatch Front, Regional Council.
I am also waiting.
Linda Kelly, Layton Hills Mall.
Darren Brush, Davis Technical College.
Rick Bullion, Salt Lake Community College.
Debbie Wynn, Tooele City Mayor.
Hi, Bailey, Morgan City.
Sean Milne, Tooele County.
Mark Noel, Utah Department of Workforce Services.
E.H. Flora, Weber County. Scott Hess, WFRC.
Mary Pratt, Wasatch Front.
Andrew Gruber, Wasatch Front Regional Council.
And how about in the audience? Wonderful. Thanks, everyone, for indulging us on this. So let's just go over the chair's report, which is item number 2. So staff, over the course of the last year, have really focused on our objectives that you have in your hand up here. You can all remember we had those 4 objectives. We adopted the SEDS report, the 2018 to 2023 SEDS report, in June. And they have continued to communicate the strategies and the relationships between the 2050 vision. They are essentially aligned as they move forward for the 2050 vision. Staff has presented to a number of different chambers of commerce throughout the state, including the Weber Davis Chamber, the Ogden Weber Chamber, the Davis Chamber, the South Valley Chamber, and have it on their list to get to the Chamber West here in the next few weeks. Staff participated in a region-wide implementation workshops to communicate the economic development components of the Wasatch Choice 2050 and educated communities on innovative financing tools in the TRZ, the Transportation Reinvestment Zones. Staff has worked with local communities to encourage applications of the Transportation and Land Use Connection Program for economic development projects. These applications are due in December, and staff will follow up with the WFEDD on the projects that have been selected. Did our council actually hear about this next project? It's
not here.
Okay, in August. Okay, so last August you actually heard about a US Ignite company that was trying to come in and look at develop some local partnerships. What Scott has found out over the course of research is that they did this in a blanket format. They went across the nation and anywhere where there was investment zone, actually, opportunity zone, excuse me, tried to just get a project. So what Scott has talked to them, and Tuesday or Friday was the latest time that he talked to them, he informed them, if you have a concrete project that you can bring to us, we can listen to their presentation sometime in January. But until then, if it's just a concept, we're not going to waste your time or theirs moving forward.